It's time now for the Shelby County Chamber of Commerce and WXLN Radio Business Spotlight, a joint venture with the Shelby County Chamber of Commerce and WXLN Radio, spotlighting our local Chamber of Commerce members. On the line with me is Keith Inman from CoSare Charities. Keith, how are you, my friend?
Well, Mark, I couldn't be any better. You know, it's an interesting time for us all, and we're trying to wade through it, but all in all, I'm doing great because, you know, we get up every day and we're trying to help more kids.
Exactly. Well, tell us about CoSare Charities.
Well, you know, CoSare, in a lot of ways, it might be the best-kept secret in the world. We're 97 years old. We were created in 1923, and from 1923 to 1981, we were the Crippled Children's Hospital in Louisville, there on Eastern Parkway,
right,
where our offices still are. But since 1981, we've really been a philanthropic organization where we provide money. We give organizations money that help children. So we're a philanthropy, and our goal is to help all kids, overcome their obstacles and reach their full potential.
Now, you guys have just recently opened an office in Shelbyville.
Oh, we are so excited about that. We are so excited about that, and this, it's been a long time coming. About 2 years ago, we bought, you know, an old building, a little rehab, and we've been working on it, and it's right there across from City Hall, from the courthouse, and right by Veterans Park, and we are so excited. It's open. We have a couple of organizations in there, the Butterfly House, and then CASA is in there, and then we have a small office there. But that's the model that we like, Mark. We like to go into a community, find a building, and let nonprofits who focus on kids come in rent-free.
Very good. If someone wants to get a hold of you to get information, Keith, what do they need to do?
Well, the best way is, the old-fashioned way is the phone, 502-637-7696, or our website, which is CoSare.org. Is a good way. But, you know, the phone, we always answer our phone. Our offices, like a lot, are closed. We've been open every day virtually.
Well, Keith, I just can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy day to tell us about this. And it is a fantastic charity, and it always has been. And I'm glad there's folks like you to keep the tradition going.
Well, we're excited. And again, we wake up every day trying to help more kids. And we're so excited to be in Shelbyville and look forward to being out there more when all this COVID stuff gets behind us and being a part of that community.
This has been the Shelby County Chamber of Commerce and WXLN Radio Business Spotlight. If you would like to be on the Business Spotlight and you're a Shelby County Chamber of Commerce member, contact the Chamber today.